A very good morning to all and welcome to day 30 of our 40 days Lenten reflections and prayers. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 9, verses 11 to 14. Christ is the perfect sacrifice. So Christ has now become the high priest over all the good things that have come. He has entered that greater, more perfect tabernacle in heaven, which was not made by human hands and is not part of this created world. With his own blood, not the blood of goats and calves, he entered the most holy place once for all time and secured our redemption forever. Under the old system, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer could cleanse people's bodies from ceremonial impurity. Just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify our consciences from sinful deeds so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. Saved by the blood of Jesus. John Dyer, a Welsh poet and pastor from the 1700s, once wrote, "A man may go to heaven without health, without riches, without honors, without learning, without friends, but he can never go there without Christ." Dear friends, today the world is filled with people who are seeking some other way to God than the one that is found in the blood of Jesus and his precious name. But all such efforts are doomed to failure because Jesus is the way to heaven. Having clearly set forth the limitations of the old covenant, the author of Hebrews turns our attention again to the great high priest of the new covenant who serves after the order of Melchizedek, Jesus Christ. Only Christ serves in the heavenly tabernacle. Only Christ has offered himself as the perfect sacrifice so that the shedding of his blood can address our sin and guilt once for all to obtain for us eternal salvation. Only Christ can cleanse and transform us so that we have the privilege of serving and worshiping the true God instead of continuing in the futility of our dead works. Above the entrance to the concentration camp in Auschwitz, Germany, were the words "Arbeit macht frei." The words mean "work makes free." It was a bold-faced lie, suggesting that if the prisoners worked hard, they would be given liberty. The promised freedom was a horrifying death. Dear friends, many people believe that if they do their best good works, they will earn heaven. But it is not true because good works do not earn heaven. It is Christ's blood that liberates us from sin and the shame of this world. He died to give us freedom from the penalty of sin. As the writer to the Hebrews teaches us, under the old system, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer could cleanse people's bodies from ceremonial impurity. But think of how much more the blood of Christ will purify our consciences from sinful deeds so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. Let us plead the blood of Jesus and find salvation for our weary souls. Amen. Our God and our Heavenly Father, as we journey with our Savior Jesus Christ towards the cross of Calvary, we ask you, O Father, to grant us your grace and to grant us compassion for times when we have failed to recognize that Jesus Christ is the only way to our salvation. Help us, O Father, as we plead his blood for our sins and our transgressions. Draw us near to that cross of Calvary and enable us to worship God as we do so in spirit and in truth. May the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us now and always. Amen.